Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in Black America, me, Sean Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. This evening, my co-host is Justin Jackson. Welcome and thank you for co-hosting with me.
Anytime, anytime.
As you know, Joe Biden has won the presidency over Donald Trump. It was Black voters and young people who made this happen. This election revealed how split this nation truly is. We are a divided state of America. And Justin, what would you like to input?
I mean, I think this election really shows how, you know, divided, you know, we are. And one of the things we got to keep in mind is that, you know, what the reality is. I know before getting on the show, just, you know, looking at some things, you look at the swing states, you know, in this country, the percentage that was won by each state was less than 5%. You know, so, I mean, what that tells us is literally every vote actually counts, you know, for everyone who believes, like, oh, my vote don't count and this, that, and the other. I think this election shows that when we do turn out and we do vote, that we can actually, you know, make a change and make a difference. And, you know, just with the election being so close, and not in just one state, but in every single swing state there is, and states that's normally not swing states, such as Georgia, you know, I know they try to, you know, talk so much about how, you know, my vote don't count, or, you know, there isn't, you know, voter suppression. You know, the whole hood turned out in Georgia, and they turned the red state blue. So, I mean, I think that speaks volume. So, it just really shows how all these votes actually does matter.
I agree. Okay, 516-531-9540. Press 1 if you have a question or a comment. Okay. What do you think is going to happen in terms of the transition of power since Donald Trump doesn't want to leave the White House? And that could be anybody can call in with their view or what they think is going to happen. But, Justin, what do you think is going to happen?
I mean, ultimately, Trump is going to have to leave the White House. He doesn't really have a choice. My question isn't what's going to happen, you know, with the transition of power. My question, more or less, is what happens when that transition of power really comes into play, you know. Democrats have been pushing and preaching for the last 4 years since Hillary, you know, conceded, is the word that they use, conceded the race. They've been trying their hardest to do everything they can to get Trump out of the White House in every way possible. That's including impeachment. That's including several different investigations. And my question is, are we going to lock him up? You know, I feel like at the end of the day,
we have two callers.
I'll
put the first caller first, 8051, and then I'm going to put in 8121. 8051 first.
How
you
doing, caller?
I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Okay.
So we can barely hear you.
Are you on speaker?
Yeah.
Okay, if you get off the speakerphone, we probably can
hear you
better.
Can you hear
me? Yeah, if you just
better?
Do it regularly and get off the speaker. Yes.
Okay. What I think is going on, I think by the president not conceding, he's buying time to clear his debts and get rid of some of the baggage that he has attached to him. He's getting out. And Biden's not worried about whether he's still in the White House now or not, or conceding. He will react in January. But right now, he's trying to throw people off to the problems that he acquired and the money that he owes out, because I think his life depends on it. And as far as these other ones, he must have something on them, because some of them are born along with it. It's only four senators that came out against him. The rest of them is holding their own. Also, today, I think the senator from Mississippi wants to get Mississippi out of the United States. And I'll comment later after I hear somebody else.
Okay. 8121.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I really don't know what's going to happen. I know that he appears not to want to leave. He has, at the end of the day, Trump has a personality disorder. He really is a narcissist. Textbook. If you look up narcissism, it describes him to a T. And it's gone unchecked for a very long time. So now that this has gone on, he does not want to be viewed as a loser. I'm sure all the chants and the dancing and all of that probably killed him. And what's scaring me the most is the fact that he is now going in trying to replace the head of the FBI, the CIA, get rid of the Secretary of Defense, running through the Pentagon, getting rid of people who are highly qualified, people who don't listen to everything he says, to try to gain control of the military. And that is the scariest thing, because what does that mean? If you're actually going to be going out in January, even if you're trying to buy this enough time, you're planning for something else. It almost seems like a coup or something on that level, something we've never dealt with historically in this country. So I have no idea what's going to happen. This is literally the season finale of 2020, and this year has been horrific, you know, in so many ways, and I don't know what's going to come. But the moves that he's making right now seems to be strategic, and it's going to have some real impact, and it's going to trickle down, and it's such hypocrisy with it, because you're swearing about you're a patriot and it's America and you love America and we just all this kind of stuff, but then you're doing things that leave us out here looking crazy to these other countries. It leaves us vulnerable. Any movie that you've watched where somebody has gone in and taken over something, they always do it during shift change. Changing of the guards when people are not paying attention and looking the other way. That's when people come in and have us looking crazy. This is literally the same thing that they cited for being an issue with 9/11, is that it took so long with the transition of power that certain things that should be going on were missed. Biden is not going to be a part of any briefings or things like that because of this whole transition stuff, paperwork and things not being signed off. So who the hell knows what's being missed right now? Because Trump is in his feelings and replacing people. And we may have real things that are going on. He's not even talking. You know he may. He loves to talk. So there's things that we're probably missing right now that you don't know what's being planned. And coronavirus is off the chain. It's going to get worse with the holidays. Like, we need somebody to come in, and I have no idea what he's going to do. But this is serious. Like, this is serious. All the other stuff really was play in comparison to what he could do to really have us looking crazy as a country on his way out the door.
Hey, Carl, I got a question for you. Do you believe that this is the beginning of a new civil war?
It has those grumblings. It has that energy to it. That's how I feel. Like, you're going to have so much infighting. Like, I understand, like, some of the Republican senators and Congress and stuff, because that's just a power move for them. They want to gain back the Senate, so, of course, they're going to be – they need him to come and advocate for them in Georgia and all those other places. So it's like, I don't want to piss him off. Or he may be trying to run again in 2024 if he's not in jail. So let me see, make sure I stay on his good graces. But more than that, he has control of his base. It's a cult at this point. That's how I feel. He has control of his base. And you don't want to piss off his leaders that you're going to need them to come and vote for you. So for them, they don't really support him like that. They know the man's crazy. They know that the man wants to Biden won the election. But see, that's they playing chess, okay? And at some point, particularly when they certify these elections, I do believe that you're going to start to see more than those four people come forward and say, okay, now it's time to sit down, go on to the house, start packing your stuff at that point. But for the rest of the people that are out here walking around, walking next to you in public, that's not the move. It's just a complete dedication and loyalty to whatever this man says and does. They talked about the governor of Michigan. Next thing you know, people are plotting to kidnap her. This shit, that's mm-hmm. not a coincidence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so who the heck knows what's going to happen?
Know.
Yeah, civil war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have to be prepared for whatever. Okay,
yeah.
Stay on the line. I have another caller, 6598. 6598, do you have a comment or question?
Yes, I do. I would like to, you know, say that the lady that was just speaking, I'd like to say that she is correct, and I feel that she is on the money with what she is saying. But the thing is that I'm not going to be afraid because I know these things shall come, and then they shall also pass, because I know that as we sit here and look at all the events that are occurring, you know, at the White House with Trump, Trump is not the only thing that we need to watch. You look at all the weather. So far, there's been 29 hurricanes this year, and they still haven't stopped as of yet. I'm like, everything that he's doing is just playing up to any all events that will surely come, and they shall pass. But at the same time, yes, we need to be ye also ready, because I know everybody's watching what Trump does, but everybody needs to also watch what they do with their own lives. Because if you're sitting here completely watching what he is doing, we could fall off of taking care of our own things. And I'm like, I'm not saying don't watch him at all, because, yes, we need to be mindful, because right now he is in the White House, number 45, and he is at the head of our nation. And a majority of the people did not put him there. And he got in there due to the Electoral College. And everybody needs to look at this, because though the system has worked for the longest time, but there has been many a times where we've had people in the White House, not just as of Trump, who have gotten us to this point where we are now. But due to the fact that we are old enough to be in this and to have voted against him and ready to put him out of office, I'm like, he's done basically what he's supposed to do. And he's probably going to follow through with everything that he's wanting to do until they put him out of that White House in January. Also, at the same time, I know that right now we're hearing, you know, there could be, you know, wars and things like that. Like our Bible tells us that there shall be wars and rumors of wars. And he said, see that we not be troubled. He said, for all things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So, therefore, like we said, it is at the beginning, and the beginning has been coming for a long time. But everybody always has a beginning, because everybody's beginning may not be the same. As far as Trump is concerned, like I said, he has his part to do. And believe me, it's going to be in history just for the simple fact that he was not a good leader of our nation. And when Joe Biden takes over, which he pretty much has, and regardless of what they're counting in any other state, everyone is looking at it as if Joe Biden has already won, even his cabinet. Now, when his cabinet is also fleeing from him, that lets you know what was there from the beginning. But the reason that they are fleeing is because they know that at the same time, they have been in cahoots with him, receiving all the benefits that no one is really looking at, because he is the distraction. Look at all the countries that are out there. You're not hearing anything from him right now, And for a while, we haven't heard nothing from Russia. You haven't heard anything from China. Those are the things that we need to be watchful of, because everything right now, if you notice, has been directed at the United States. So regardless of what everybody else is doing, we need to be taking care of our business here in the United States and be ready for whatever comes. And that's my statement.
Okay. Thank you. We have another caller, 9939. You have a question or comment?
Good afternoon. I tuned in a little late. I didn't hear the question, but from listening at the responses, I think I know what you asked. Can I ask you whether you can ask it again, the question?
Yes. We were talking about Donald Trump and how, like, he doesn't want to leave the White House or the presidency. And it was mentioned that, you know, he's a psychopath.
Mm-hmm, of course.
So what are your comments on that?
My comment on that is that we are seeing things that we've never seen before in this country. So all of these things are new to us, even the virus that we're dealing with, number one. This is new. We're learning about it every day. So everything is new, and time is right for any country to take advantage of us, which is scary, because we are at our weakest point right now, because we're fighting amongst each other and we're divided, and that is a sign of true weakness for anybody to take advantage of us. The reason we haven't heard anything from Russia and China is because they are watching. They are just watching to see just what we're going to do, and God help us if we do the wrong thing. But Donald Trump knows what he is doing. He knows he has 70 million plus people out there that voted for him. He knows that, and he's going to be the voice of the Republican Party for the next, I don't know how long it takes for him to go to prison, which I think he will go, which will be another first, but that's him. And that he caused all that. He brought all that on himself. So,
Carla, do you think that Donald Trump will be more dangerous if they pursue criminal charges and actually pursue jail time, or if they were to say we're going to let bygones be bygones and not pursue those criminal charges?
Well, the criminal charges that he has numerous charges. He has sex charges that are still open. He has a lot of fraud charges and tax evasion charges. So these are charges that they don't mind putting you in jail. They don't mind putting Trump in jail. And New York has been foaming up out the mouth, warning him for so long. They're the ones that got his taxes released and leaked it to the press. So they know what they want, and they're just waiting. It'll be January 20th, but they're waiting. They'll be there waiting for him. And I do think that they will try their best to put him in prison. And we don't know how many partners he has in courts. He's got so many judges scattered about. Even his sister had friends. She was a federal judge. So he has a lot of people that will do things for him. And that's how he's been making his living, by using people. So that's something we just have to look for. But I really think they're going to try to put him in jail. I hope so. I just like to see him in a courtroom where he's not in charge, where he has to abide by the rules and regulations. That's going to be something to watch. Thank you very much.
I totally agree. We have another caller, 1233. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a comment.
Okay.
And so my comment would be, I think we've seen, like, growing up in school, like, the basic requirement for president, but, like, all these things and allegations that Trump is getting, like, I'm just wondering, like, about the White House. Like, how did he even get in the White House with all these different allegations? Like, in my job, I mean, it's taken people sometimes 2 or 3 months to get hired because of, like, these extensive background checks. So I kind of feel like the White House is a fraud in general. if Trump can get in there.
Can I make a comment about what she just said? My job, what I do for a living, I do background investigations. I do security clearances. That's what I do for a living. And my employer is up under the DOD, Department of Defense. And I know, because of security clearances that I do, that Trump's stuff would be flagged all over the place. They flag for honesty. They flag for foreign business interests, investments, and property. They flag for financial issues. All of that stuff, they flag for all of that. And I have to do numerous interviews with people who are aware of things. You have to explain everything. And there is no way that in a regular schmegular background investigation that I do every day that he would have ever gotten a security clearance. So the only thing I can think of is just because you know the right people and people push things through. Because people get denied for much less. Anytime you start having foreign affiliations, investments in properties, and particularly because we have a whole list. I have a whole list of countries that if you have affiliations with those countries, that they flag you for that, and I have to do additional interviews to find documentation of what your affiliation or what your loyalty is to this country. So if you marry somebody from these particular countries, if you have friends or family, if you have a house or a foreign bank account, I have to go through all of that stuff in detail. And there's just no way, because his stuff is just rotten from A to B. And I don't see how he got one. I honestly don't see. If he actually has one, I don't see how he did it.
And then, too, just to follow up on that, I know earlier in the Trump administration, his son was actually flagged for several of the things you just mentioned. And he wanted to make sure his son was able to get clearance so he get cleared so he can view certain types of information.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a
mm-hmm.
big hold up on that. But even with that said, just to play devil's advocate here, on the other side of the news channel, especially Fox News and those who, are extreme viewers of Fox News and, go on to that show, one of the things that they have been ramping and raving about is Joe Biden and his son having affiliations with overseas and different other types of countries. I think it was Ukraine they was really harping very hard about. So
mm-hmm.
do you think Joe Biden also fits into some of that category as well, or what is your viewpoint on that?
Anytime you have foreign affiliations, they're going to flag you for that. But they're looking at people who are associated with specific countries. Russia is one of them. Okay. North Korea,
mm-hmm.
Colombia, there's certain countries that it's on the list, and there's extra stuff that you have to do to explain for people that are from who have affiliations with certain countries. They also do flag you for your associations with your relatives and your associates. So if you have, your daddy was a big-time drug dealer and he got all, they're going to flag you for all of that. But they're really looking, so the whole point is to not have somebody with a security clearance that has access to classified materials, sensitive materials, that has something that would leave you vulnerable to coercion or blackmail. And money is the biggest factor. So if you owe a ridiculous amount of money, i.e. Trump, okay, if you owe a ridiculous amount of money, then you may be vulnerable to some other party saying, hey, if you give us copies of this particular thing, if you put a tape recorder in this particular room or feed us information, we'll pay all this debt off. And that's why that's the number one motivator of why people steal those types of secrets. So, yeah, he probably would be too on some level just because of, his affiliation, what he does, but Trump has personal monies tied up over there, so that's why I feel like he would be out on that end. You know what I'm saying? Because you're talking about your own personal property, hotels, real estate, things that you personally own, and your entire family is wrapped up in, all of them.
Most definitely. And I think CNN did a coverage on that since Trump was in the White House, that he purposely, targeted his own properties and resorts to stay at and charge, Secret Service and all that buku's amounts of money to, regain some of the profits that he's lost because of his major unpopularity. I can't even say the word right now. because he's not popular, you know, with a lot of people based off of some of the things he said. So, you know, I can definitely, you know, go down that rabbit hole with you as well on that.
Yeah. It's, okay, we have another, it's all something you have to pay attention to.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Don't go nowhere. 5073, do you have a question or comment?
Long time ago, when I was a teenager, and they were teaching Bible study, I can't find it in the Bible, but they said the United States was going to fall. And a country out of the east was going to take us over. So the United States is on its way out, period. I don't know if it's now or when, but according to the Bible, it always talked about the east taking over the world before Christ came again. For those of you that believe in Jesus Christ, all those things have to fall into place, and everything has been falling in place. And
but
everything that's happening is supposed to happen.
It has been a world power has fallen and throughout history.
So I think, just like the young lady said, we need to get not only ready to provide things for our family and stock up, and for those that believe in Jesus Christ need to get their life in order, because he's going to be the only one that can save us from all the things that was coming in the future. And if you think we got it bad now, it's going to get worse. And they're not that far from, and everybody looking for the 3-6 on their forehead, that's not it. The mark of the beast is around the corner. And those of you who don't believe in the Bible, it states it in the Bible, exactly what it's going to be, too. So somebody else can comment. And Donald Trump done sold his soul to the devil. And the devil could be any one of those countries that are our enemies. He's the Judas of the United States.
So do you think that far as, I know in the book of Revelations, I believe that's what you're talking about. In the book of Revelation, it talks about before, you know, the end come. And also, I believe it was Luke who also mentioned this as well, but they was talking, especially in the book of Revelation, you know, that there will be signs of sickness and wars and pestilence and poverty that's going to plague the world at a rate that has never been seen before. I know a previous caller,
even
you know, spoke
other,
a little bit.
Even in other scriptures, those signs were always there.
I'm asking, do you think we're doing that now? Or you think we're in that time period now?
Yeah, I think we're in that. I think we're in the last days for this world. I don't know how long that's going to be, but one reason I don't think it's here yet, I don't think it states that Satan, wait a minute, he's supposed to have been tied up, locked up for 1,000 years, and he's going to be released. And
that's
a lot of the things that's happening now, he could have been released, from what I can see.
So you think Satan has already been locked up and the world's been able to rumble for the last 1,000 years, and now he's being released to be able to wreak havoc?
See, they don't know what 1,000 years is. We're looking
at 1,000 years.
I know,
I'm asking you, what is your opinion?
By our time, we don't know what 1,000 years. 1,000, because it mentioned in the Bible once before, 1,000 years is just one day with Christ. So we don't know, and it could be
to
tomorrow.
God. Yep.
Okay, we have another caller, 5240. Do you have a comment or question?
Hello. just been a lot of Hello, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, it's just been a good conversation tonight, but my thing is I'm not going to get on the religious part because that'll really fire me up. So I'm just going to stay on the political part. But like some callers said, you know, Donald Trump got away with a lot of stuff because, and I had some, you know, I agree with a few things he said, or, you know, but majority of the time, you know, I was always thinking the same thing. How could a man with prostitution charges and all those charges get that far in the White House? And, you know, and you got to understand that his race and the evil people with the whites, race, and money always go a lot further than the average person. Because, like I said, he should have never been even qualified to be, you know, a president. You know what I mean? But over the years, I've understand that dishonest, lying men go a lot further, even on regular jobs, go a lot further than a good person. So, you know, that's my take on it. But tonight's been good, and, you know, maybe the best man, but I'm still not crazy about, you know, the new elect or whatever. But like I said, and same thing we talked about yesterday, I'm not going to count on Biden. I'm not going to count on Donald Trump or nobody to make my situation. Every day I go to work and save money, put up a retirement, and what I got to do, I'm making myself. I'm saying I'm working towards myself to make things better for me and my family and myself. So I'm not looking at the presidents or what they're doing or what they're not doing. You know, I got to the point where I sought in God, saying all I can do is do what I can do, not worry about, you know, that, and just bought another gun, a powerful gun. So just in case something get off hand, I got more protection. So that's all I'm concentrating on.
I did too.
That's all I'm
concentrating
on. And
okay, finish what you're saying, and then I'm gonna bring on 1111.
Hello. Am I next?
Yes. Do you have a question or comment?
I do have a comment. I think that when Biden get in the White House, that they need to pass the law that if you're not in politics, you don't qualify to be a president. I think it should have been in the books already, in the president book, the rules. But I think that should be that. I think that Trump really was president just to satisfy, it was on his selfish reasons. I think he took the money and spent it on his businesses and all that different stuff, and it was just to gain money for himself. If you really look, he cut off food stamps 1 month, and then he returned the money back. He took other monies from other places, and, you know, just it was just selfish reasons. Now, I guess he was paying off different places. I think he was using it for his businesses. That's what I think.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Obviously, you know, with Donald Trump and, you know, the things that he has done since his presidency and during his election, you know, it's been very unpopular and unsettling to a lot of people. Yet, with that being said, if you take Donald Trump out of the mix, there have been four other presidents who were elected presidents before Donald Trump was, you know, even heard of. That was not in politician. That was not a politician. Zachary Taylor, Herbert Hoover, Dwight Eisenhower. You know, these are people who came from different types of background, not necessarily a political background. You can even throw in Ulysses Grant, who was more of a general, but not a politician. So, what do you think about that?
This is the first I've heard of it, but clearly he didn't care about the COVID. People was dying daily.
Yeah.
He really didn't listen to the experts that when they tried to help. He wasn't caring about the people. It was all about him being selfish. It was all about him and his trying to get what he could get. Clearly, that's what I think.
True. No, I mean, I 100% agree. It's just my own. Reason why I asked that question is because, you know, if you have to be a politician in order to, you know, run for an office, such as the presidency or let's say a senator or governor or whatever the case may be, you know, does that mean you have to subject yourself to the, you know, to the masses that may be in the politic world? You know, a lot of people really like the fact that a person that's not in politics, not necessarily talking about Trump in general, right, not necessarily talking about him, but a lot of people like the fact that an outsider can come in and run for office. What are your thoughts about that?
Now, you take somebody who's poor, who's been poor all their life, they have more heart. You put them in the White House, they might have more heart for you. Trump has always had money, so how is he going to have heart for somebody who's poor? He doesn't care. He had money. He hasn't been that low to feel, to have a heart to feel what somebody been through. So why would you see how he said inject bleach? Clearly, you remember that, right? Clearly,
I do.
And then he threw a grin like it was a, you know, he. You got to be very what you know. He didn't know no better. Clearly, he never had to mop floors. He never had to do none of this stuff. He didn't have a heart. He didn't. He wasn't there before. He never been down, you know, low where he had to go find a job. It was always a silver spoon for him. So how is he going to have a heart for somebody else? And he never, you know, he never felt that before.
Most definitely. And I think Dave Chappelle, you know, said it best, you know, in one of his stand-ups. He was talking about, you know, people were so shocked and surprised that, you know, that Trump won the election the first time. And in stand-up, this bit that he was talking about, well, he was like, I was going to the polls, and I never seen white people stand in line so long before ready to vote. But they all had a secret that they wanted to keep. And as he was in line, you know, some of the people were saying, you know, Trump is really going to go and go to work for us. And one of the things they said was like, you idiot, you're poor. He hates you. He's going to the White House to work for me. I'm rich. So, I mean, like, I don't think at all most normal people, you know, has any disagreements on that. But even with that being said, we still got to recognize and understand the fact that 71 million people in the United States voted for him.
That's what you know. I don't even believe that. I believe that Hillary won. Clearly, they cheated. You see now, even now that Biden won, he still don't want to go by the rules.
So you
I
don't
believe
think
they cheated.
People not showing out for Hillary wasn't a sign to the Democratic Party that they wasn't just going to take something being shoved down their throat? Because my personal opinion,
win was all having to do with the electoral vote. Because he did not win the popular vote.
He did not.
We went to bed. Right. Hillary was in the lead. We woke up in the morning. Trump won.
I didn't feel like he stole that election. What happened was he won the favor of the right states mathematically, and that's what happened again this time. He did not get the correct states mathematically. Nobody cared about Alaska. You can have Alaska all day long. It's only 3 electoral votes in Alaska, okay? Pennsylvania was the 20th, what took them over the top. And all our folks there in Philly was like, they ain't having it. And so you have more
and
people
Georgia,
show up
I mean,
and show out.
Georgia,
and
Georgia's 16 votes, and that's been Democratic since who knows how. 92. I believe that was since Clinton.
Forever. So that's electoral vote. So that's just he's never won the pop. The majority of America does not want him as the leader. Okay, but that doesn't matter when it comes to electoral votes. It's just math. It's just math, which is ridiculous. This is why this whole thing. I don't have a problem with him trying to count a lawsuit or whatever, because when it gets reconfirmed, it makes the victory even sweeter. Now you're checking for it's not there. But I didn't feel like the first time that it was stolen. I didn't feel like they, like I said, he had the favor in the correct state. And at some point, even though I didn't vote for him there, I thought to myself, maybe because he's not a politician, and maybe because he has a different background, thinks out of the box, maybe he'll surprise everybody, right? That's what I'm trying to be hopeful. Like, maybe he'll come in here and actually surprise us and calm down a little bit. And he absolutely did not do that. Okay?
He did surprise us.
What he said out of his mouth, he meant what he said. You know, he knows exactly what the problem was the whole time this campaign. I said, oh, no, he was for real. This is him. Somebody tried to tell you who they are, you got to believe them. And that's what he said. Even and it's so funny, on one hand, people will say about him, oh, I liked him because he spoke his mind. But at the same time, his cronies, his minions will get on TV, oh, that's not what he meant. Y'all, the liberal left always trying to misconstrue what he said. No. That's what he said. You can't have it both ways. He either meant what he said or he didn't. But you all, they always have to, like that whole disinfectant comment, they tried to walk it back and say, oh, he was just teasing. That's not what it sounded like, sir. That is not what you were dead serious by some disinfectant.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you believe Biden is the answer?
I believe that Biden is the right answer right now for where we are because we're so low. And I honestly, if it had been, I'm not even playing, if it had been Mickey Mouse next to Trump name, Mickey, this world would have been all over the place. Do you hear me? Because it's anybody but him. Anybody but him. Because at this, I believe in political correctness because I feel like you should have at least enough basic respect to not come out your mouth sideways directly to my face. I already assume that you're racist anyway, but have enough respect not to say it to my damn face. And that's what he did, people on both sides. What the hell are you, you know, so anyway. But my point is, I think that he is the right answer now. And his tone and the things that he was saying. And the thing is, a lot of people, when they started pulling these old clips, they had an old clip of Lindsey Graham from 2015 talking about how awesome Biden was. He the nicest person in politics. He an old white man. He been in the game a long time. He know who Paul's degree, who to talk to. He has a lot of allies, and he personally has been through a lot of stuff, losing children, all kinds. The man been through a lot, and I feel like with him and this woman that he's got next to his side on this, I think we'll be in a much better position than where we are right now. That's what I'm just saying. I'm a strong woman, a strong black woman on the side. I think we'll be in a much better position than we've been in the past 4 years, particularly with 2020, because 2020 has drugged us for filth all across the concrete, all the head knocked all upside the concrete, 2020. And I just feel like his tone and what he's trying to do, well, yeah, we'll be in a much better position with that if everybody gets on board.
I got another question. What do you guys think that Joe Biden's going to be a two-term president, or do you think he's going to go this 4 years and call it quits with his age being where it is? What do you guys think about that? What do you think?
Age is definitely a factor. I don't think he'll be doing two terms. I think his age is definitely a factor.
I don't think he'll be.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
4932. Do you have a comment, a question? 4932. Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Well, okay, you're on.
All right, great, great. Unlike the other caller, first of all, I'd like to say I'm not a Trump fan. However, I disagree totally that Biden and Harris are the answer for black people. Okay? Number one.
I never said
no
that.
No one. There is no president that has ever catered to us. That includes Abraham Lincoln, even Lyndon B. Johnson. None of them has ever catered to black people. They have been going against the so-called Constitution on giving us our reparations, and I didn't vote for either one of them. There's nothing in this world that white people follow than white supremacy.
What about Kennedy? I mean, I think, you know,
there is no other
Kennedy
thing that anybody white follows other than white supremacy. Do I need to repeat myself?
Yeah, so you think Kennedy wasn't for the blacks?
Where do you see where he was for the blacks?
Well, from my research that I have done for Kennedy, during his election.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I've seen a lot of fans in their church that had his face on it, but he's never done anything that directly helped black people.
So well, as I was saying, through my research with Kennedy, one of the things that he saw when he became president was the oppression of black people, and that he started making moves specifically for black people, and that's why he was killed.
What? So what was that plan?
I mean, he's dead now, so, I mean, that's a good
question. Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
the only thing Kennedy was going to do is what he did before, was talk about it, just like the rest of these Democrats. And and trust me, I hate Republicans even worse than Democrats. The thing about it is I think we need to combine and make our own party called the Black Independent Party. And we should come up with our
party. P. Diddy just made a party.
I ain't even talking about no P. Diddy. I'm talking about real individuals out here getting us our own person that believes in a code. Okay? The number one thing that we have not followed, and if anything, I would go with what Ice Cube was saying than P. Diddy. P. Diddy just showed up like out of nowhere with his ridiculous remarks. We're talking about people who have actually did some studying and went back and everything like that. Dr. Claude Anderson also had mentioned this. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah.
I am.
Go ahead. Yep.
Okay. Dr. Claude Anderson had, which he has ran for offices before, and he's even been in several different people's administration. But the number one main thing about what I was saying was we need to come up with our own party system. Do you guys remember, I don't know if everybody's old enough here, do you guys remember way back when Juicy Jesse Jackson ran for presidency?
I read about it. I wasn't alive then, but I read about it.
Sorry about that, bro. But I remember it very well. And the number one thing that I loved about it was, of course, you got your coons. He ran, and by far, to me, he's not a good candidate. But my whole thing was he almost stole the whole Democratic Party away from Mondale, which we are the strength of the Democratic Party. Has anybody not noticed that? Am I wrong here?
No, we are.
I believe, far as black people, you know, one of the things that we do have to understand is we have to build a home. We got to reestablish the family values in a family home.
Wait a minute. We're talking about politics right now, right?
Right. But we got to have people.
Let's stay on
we
that.
We got to have people.
Because you are correct in what you're saying, but that's a whole other issue. But we're going to talk about the political system. The thing about it is we as black people need to establish our own little groups. You know what I'm saying?
Like the Black Panther.
As one. Probably a little bit deeper, because the thing about the Panthers was that was more of on the security end, but it did do a whole lot of social programming. And nobody from the Panthers, wait a minute, I can't remember. But I'm believing none of them.
He ran for office.
None of them ran for presidency, though, did they?
No, he ran for hold on, I can get you that information. But he ran for office, and he did.
And that was Stokely Carmichael, right?
What did you say?
Wasn't that Stokely Carmichael you were referring to?
No. This was what's his name? Hold on. I'm thinking.
Is it Eldridge Cleaver?
No.
No, we're talking about a Black Panther. I don't know if Eldridge. One of them? Either way, the whole point that I was making is, look, we establish ourselves on a code, a black code. You understand what I'm saying? We have a party, our own party system. This is who we're nominating. So the thing about it is you establish exactly what the needs of our people are with this person. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now, here's my question. Here's my question to you.
Go ahead.
With the United States, as far as black people are concerned, representing only 13% how far do you think that candidacy can go as a president, you know, nationwide when we only hold 13% of the U.S. population?
Okay,
and
so now here's my saying.
On top of that, black people are more likely not to even vote. And that's why the education and the push
actually, whenever it comes out to the presidential.
Henry P. Newton. Henry P. Newton was the one who I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I knew it had to be him or Stokely. Now, back to what you were saying. You were saying that there's 13% in America, which those are the numbers that we see. However, my thing in saying all that is, we are the number one demographic, no matter which side we go on. You see what I'm saying? If we're pushing this guy in here and he gets nominated, you see what I'm saying? Well, not nominated, but the thing about it is they have the primaries and yada, yada, yada. But in a black independent party, they're not nominated to any of the constituency, sorry, of whether Democrat or Republican. The thing about it is they're going to either have to the whole idea of what I'm saying is they're either going to have to say, all right, look, these are the people who vote the most outside of white people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mexicans, when they vote, when they do vote, they vote Republican. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. That's why Florida can't be won. Okay? That's what people have to realize. Huh?
Cubans.
What was that?
Cubans.
I should say Latinos. Latinos, period. By far. Mexicans, Cubans. Even Puerto Ricans.
I have some Puerto Rican
dusted.
Friends who would greatly beg to differ on that.
I got some Puerto Rican friends that would disagree
with
you.
Puerto Rico went blue, though. Literally, the territory of Puerto Rico goes blue more times than it goes red.
But 70% of Latinos vote Republican. You can look that up. Right?
And why? My whole thing is before when you told me we're not going to go to that route, it's a whole other conversation. Most Latinos that I speak to, and I have a lot of Latino friends.
We're not talking about
talking.
You can look up the numbers, man. There's more Latinos, no matter which way you go, there's more Latinos that vote Republicans than they do Democrats.
And I think the reason why, I'm saying the reason why, is because of family values that they hold sacred. That's the main thing that they have been pushing on their end. A lot of things that the Republicans use as a weapon is pro-life, you know, where the Democrats come back as pro-choice. And that is a big deciding factor regardless of whatever your other policies are that a lot of people is that's their underlining voting issue. Like regardless of what you have on your ticket that they're running for, if you're pro-life, they're going to vote for you. If you're pro-life,
that's that old white lie that they tell you, pro-life. I love that pro-life bull stuff because my thing is the pro-life means we really don't like you black people. So we're going to say – you guys go to the
abortion clinic.
What do you call it? The abortion places. You are correct. Way more than we do. It was designed to do that. All those Planned Parenthood things are in the communities that we mainly live in. So, yeah, that's the lie.
So do you agree with Kanye West?
Do I agree with Kanye West? No.
That's what he's preaching. I mean, that's the main thing he talks about.
Well, the number, what are you talking about?
That's
I didn't say anything about pro-life. Did I say pro-life?
No, I'm asking.
No, I don't know. I don't agree with it at all. I do.
I think your sentiment for forming our own party is a nice idea, but I don't think it would ever be something that can be effectively
materialized.
A lot of people. I feel like we're the neck for the head. I feel like we have the power to turn the neck, but we the sheer numbers. And I think, you know, we can move the herd in a certain direction, but we're not all of the herd. We have to, in order for Biden to be president-elect, it had to be a whole hell of a lot of white folks that came out and supported Biden, because that wouldn't have happened just with us alone. You see what I'm saying?
I would have to disagree with you on this point alone, and this is what I'm getting ready to say, is the fact that everywhere you go and these so-called polling situations that happened that was so-called slow was in the major cities, correct?
Yes.
I'm assuming so.
Yes. So that means they're the most populated.
You're talking about like Pennsylvania.
Right. These are the most.
Atlanta,
right.
Savannah.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right. So these are cities and things like that. By the way, I'm still not fully. I'm still a little timid about saying that Trump didn't lose now, because hey, he's pulling out something, and I don't know if anybody's a lawyer here or anything, but I've seen a couple of things where he can do that and still get to be in the presidency. But that's neither here nor there. I don't have the proof. I don't have any answers to that. But the thing that I'm saying is that all these big cities, all the places that have larger cities and things like that, even Arizona. The reason why Arizona won is because there were so many people who came in from California and things like that. You know, Arizona's probably, and Illinois as well. Arizona's has grown large. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, I think that, yeah, there are white people, but they don't have the same, they're not feeling sorry for us either.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. White people aren't feeling sorry, but I think what the caller was saying is that with 13% of the U.S. population, just by pure numbers, just the math, regardless of how you feel about political politicization or policies or anything like that, just math, just simply math, 13% is not going to beat out the other 83%. Okay? So you have to have other people who are on board with that as well. If we get every single black vote.
How many is 13% of America?
You say what?
How many people is in how many black Americans are there? About 40 million, something like that.
I will find out one second.
And maybe about 50 million as far as Latinos.
Okay, while you're checking that, I want to get 6120 on. Are you still there? 6120?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, this is 6120.
Okay, you got a question or comment while he's checking on something?
Yeah, I'm disappointed in all in most of your callers except the last caller. He was the only guy who was really on point. Everyone else, I assume, you know, they're preaching a lot of talking points from CNN, but nobody seemed to be focused on their own interests, which is black interests. And this speaks to the swindle of the black vote, which is on par with slavery in the 1700s or sharecropping after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after the voter harvest has been tallied up, black people have nothing to show for it. What we did on election night and prior to election night was equivalent to going into Macy's, price checking the most expensive item on display, walking up to the checkout counter, giving the cashier the money for that item, and then leaving out of the store empty-handed. And the most troubling thing is that we have no idea that we are under this degree of hypnosis. I mean, all your callers up to the last caller was doing nothing but harping a bunch of Jake Tapper, CNN talking points, Joy Reid talking points. Not one of them spoke to the interests of black America, which is exclusive from the interests of the Democrat Party and what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want. And I have to say, systematic injustice at the hands of the Democratic Party is real. The contrast couldn't be any clearer. That the only reason Nancy Pelosi controls the House, the only reason Joe Biden is president-elect. The only reason that Chuck Schumer might be able to take control of the Senate is because of the black vote. We keep giving our votes to these Democrats without them having to qualify for it. Why? These people keep running back to us drawing blood, and the only thing we have to show for it is the emotional satisfaction that comes from defeating the Democrats' political opponents. I mean, it's shameful.
That's correct.
All I'm hearing is stuff from Jake Tapper. I mean, CNN, come on, man. Ain't none of these callers that called and got investigative team. So I know the only way they know about all these items is they sat down in front of MSNBC or CNN and let CNN and them tell them how to think or what to think. They all get their news from Democrats.
Or being
nobody
black all
news
of our
from
own
Trump,
lives.
Right?
Or being black all of our own lives and coming off of our own experiences and the things that affect us every day. Because I was born black, been here all my life, and I'm aware of what affects me, my family, and my community. So I'm not just listening to somebody in some other state and what they feel and think and do. I am a black person myself.
Mm-hmm.
And these are
yeah, but the thing about it is what you didn't understand exactly what
or anybody else's.
You weren't understanding exactly what he was saying. It has nothing to do with our feelings. It has a whole lot to do with what they're going to do for us. We got to have our
they're
equal.
Not going to do shit. I've said
well,
that.
Why did
but,
you even
but
wait?
If you sit up there and keep saying that,
you have to
remove it.
One at a time. One at a time so you can understand each other.
I'm not counting
one
on any one
so
person.
Again,
I'm in Macy. I'm picking up, I'm picking out the item, but I'm not getting anything for it. I'm just walking to the cashier. Do you realize how many things resources white people need and how we could have leveraged our vote for that? And we not giving it away for free? And you up here telling
me
about your emotional, you happy,
let me ask you
who
this.
Cares?
Now what I'm...
Caller, let me ask you this, okay?
Go ahead.
With President Biden being elected, right now he's officially elect President Biden. His running mate is the first woman, and she's the first black woman / Asian descent as well. Do you think that counts for nothing?
It counts for absolutely nothing. Here's the first thing. So back in the primary, somebody asked her about a black agenda. She said clearly she's not doing anything specifically for black people. That's number one. And here's another thing. Kamala Harris was overwhelmingly rejected by Democrats in the primary, but the Democrats found a way to get her through the back door because Joe Biden, he's half dead. I mean, he's an old racist with a background in segregation that half the time doesn't know where he's at, what he's saying, or who he's talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
The whole plan originally, originally the plan was to have Kamala Harris be the next Obama. She came out. That was the Democrats. That was their front guy, Kamala Harris. But they realized overwhelmingly voters rejected her. So let's get her through the back door. We know Biden, and he's clearly, Biden is no more than nothing but a front man. He's a puppet. So we'll get him up there. We'll sit him down for 2 months, and then after that, we'll slip Kamala in. Then, bada boom, bada bang.
Can I say this real quick? Hold on, bro. I'm going to tell you where it ended up being Kamala Harris, because I really think they was going for Amy Klobuchar, actually. But when Biden messed up, talking that if you ain't black unless you pick me. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that, should I? When he said that.
Preach, hey, talk how you want to.
No, I don't really want to go there because I want everybody to know that whenever I'm speaking, it's about intelligence. It's about the fact that we have to become more intelligent and we have to be more strategic in our, especially when we're voting. You know,
exactly. That's our only bargaining chip. The black vote. That's our only bargaining
chip.
They don't need
that's
our labor anymore. They bring
in
people
we
from
are
from
a powerhouse
in
voting. Nobody comes out more than we do.
And nobody gets swindled more than we do.
Hello.
And that's primarily because
Let me ask you guys this. So you both seem to be on the same page, right? You both seem to have, like-minded minds, right? So let me ask you this. Who would you have wanted to see as the nomination for president that you would wanted to go ahead and vote for?
I don't know about him, but
who's doing that? I don't care about who's running. I'm caring about the agenda, Slim. I need somebody to commit to the program.
Right.
You have to commit to the program. I don't push the party.
I'm not talking about it. I'm not talking party. Hold on. I'm not talking party. I'm not talking Democrat. I'm not talking Republican. I'm talking what person, like a person, not a party, that you felt like you could agree on the agenda that will actually push black people forward. That you
told me totally
out of the candidates that were running? Out of the candidates that were running?
You could pick any person you want to pick.
Oh,
zero.
If I wanted to pick a guy,
there was
it would
nobody
be Dennis Kimbrough. Yeah, it would never be none of these clowns that's running.
No.
Whether it's Trump on one end or whoever on the other, it would be none of these clowns. None of them.
That's the reason why I was saying having the independent black party would be
right.
A situation where at least
our
they
own candidates.
Right, and then at least they know what
candidates.
We want and what
right.
we need, and then if none of the candidates go for it. What was that?
Here's the most important thing, bro. They have to know what we want, what we need, but the most important thing is that they have to show a fidelity to black America, not the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. Your loyalty has to be to black America, not Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer
or
Mitch McConnell.
But what I'm asking specifically, what are you
That's
asking
That's the priority.
I hear what you're saying. My question is...
Oh, Dennis Kimbrough.
Like
I already told you. If it was me, I would run Dennis Kimbrough.
No. What he wanted to know was exactly what we need, and I'm going to tell you straight out. We need our check cut. We need our check cut. We need our trillions of dollars going directly to the black people, the foundational black people, not these jokers coming up out of everywhere and talking crap about us and sitting up there kissing Democrats' ass, roly-poly Martin. We're talking about real foundational black people whose bodies came from the killing fields of the slavery. That's
so
what
you,
I'm talking
about. You're talking
about
reparations.
That's
okay,
exactly
so for
what
me,
I'm talking
it would
about.
Be, for me, it would be taking control of autonomous control wealth creation schools. In other words, the schools that are majority black, I want us to control the curriculum with the state continuing to fund it. Because you have to
understand,
we have to get out of this crap the same way we got into it.
I don't want
to
control nothing. I want
to
own
it. They can have it. I mean, they can have it.
No,
just need to
I want us to have our own schools. I want our trillion dollars to go
too,
back in ours.
But either way, the point is, at the end of the day, the brick and mortar doesn't matter. What does matter? I'm sorry?
Nothing moves.
Segregation
is already segregated. It's already segregated. What do you mean segregation? Everything's segregated. They talk about
immigration. Yeah, I'm not focused on segregation, but here's the reality. The reality is that when America was being brought up, they purposely selected black people for every shit job that's out there. When they was looking to undermine somebody, they purposely selected black people. So when it's time to straighten out that tab, you need to purposely pay to the order of black America on the check. That's what needs to happen. And so majority
so
of black schools.
So here's my question, right? If you ask me, right, what do I think the black agenda should be, and what do I think as a politician or someone who's running for any political office the agenda should be that will promote black, not necessarily black supremacy, I don't want to go there, but necessarily move black people in a right direction.
Why not everybody else has their own supremacy? Everybody got their own supremacy except for black people.
I mean,
we're the only
black
ones that sit down and beg. We're the only group. The only group, not even these jokers coming across they come across the daggum thing and they get all of the benefits that we get, and we got to pay for
it. Right, right.
You're damn right.
So
I want black supremacy.
Right. So
here's my question.
I have to disagree with that.
I understand. Here's what I'm saying as far as the agenda. What I've heard so far is education is what you were talking about as far as controls of the schools that we go to. Also, what I'm hearing is economic stability in the black community, which is one of the things.
I didn't
say
economic
stability.
No, we
didn't
say stability. We're talking about economic
check,
superpower, Slim. That's where you're getting it confused. You're talking in terms of Democrats and Roland Martin type of stuff. What we're talking about is becoming an economic superpower. which we would be capable of if we was coached up by the right, correct leader. The leaders that CNN and MSNBC won't allow to get on their platform, those leaders. Van Jones is not a leader. Van Jones is a sucker and a clown.
And he's a crybaby.
Exactly.
He's a white shield.
They won't get him the platform. So when you sit down and get cozy with CNN, understand that the real fellows, the real black fellows, are not allowed on CNN. So you should understand that, too, when you cozy up to CNN. Because I know a lot of y'all get off this and go home
well,
and
for me,
click on
for me,
CNN
do
and think they're doing
bipartisan.
A favor for black America, and they're
for,
not.
For me, I do my best to be bipartisan. I watch when I do my research, when I hear about a story, I personally like to go and do my own research before I even look at the news, so that way I can have my own independent thought process, okay?
Then what do you research if you're watching the news? What do you research before you watch the news?
What? So what I research is I use the internet, like most people do, to actually read the story of what happened. And I took a class where everything could be framed. I took a media class. I definitely understand framing is very important.
So who
you have to look through.
Who do you go to get your more of your in-depth research?
Me personally, I'm a free thinker. I go to me to think about the situation.
So
where
do you? Wait a minute. Now you have to have
go ahead, come on.
There has to be certain people or certain things that you or certain places that you go to look for so-called truth or whatever. Because
Let me ask you your question.
Yes, sir.
So when you're talking about who do I go for and this, that, and the other, what I'm trying to explain to you is I don't really care about people's opinion. Like I can give two shits of what your opinion is, okay?
So you wait and listen, and then you go look it up.
I'm not finished. What I said was I go for the facts, what factually happened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, everyone can have an opinion. I want to know what are the facts. And then from the facts, I'm able to, I'm able to gain my own opinion. And now, as far as the Democrats, as far as independent party. Yes.
Hold on.
Regardless of what affiliation a political person may be, I agree on some levels and I disagree on other levels. I call truth for truth and wrong for wrong. Now, just because you might panhandle here or try to manipulate this there or here, I'm going to call it out for what it is, regardless of who you are. You know, one of the people, and just to show you my viewpoint, I've always been against LeBron. I felt like over the last couple of years, LeBron has done a lot of great things for his community that he came out of. He created a school. You know, even as me not being a LeBron fan, I can acknowledge that, right? So my thing is, in general, what we have to do is not saying, I got this from here, I got here. We have to think for ourselves. As long as we're allowing someone else to think for us, and as long as we're like, this person, and we're not thinking for ourselves, we're always going to be sheep. We're always going to be
I
followers.
Agree with that. Now, what?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look up these – quote unquote facts, where do you look?
I look all over. I don't put myself in one box or one category. I don't box myself in. You know, I'm willing to listen to.
Are you a Democrat or a Republican?
I'm willing to listen to a person's perspective, but at the same time, I'm not going to agree with you simply because you're a Democrat or you're a Republican. I'm not going to agree.
Are you a Democrat or
are
you a Republican?
Fox News or CNN. What do you say?
Are you a Democrat or are you a Republican?
I'm a realist. I always made that very clear.
I asked you your political thing. I ain't asked you
right,
that.
And that's my political party. I'm a realist. I don't. There's a
wait
lot
a minute
of
now. Wait a minute
I
now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
A
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Number one, the political system is not real. So let's get that out of there. So
no,
you
actually.
So you're saying
party.
That you're. So you're saying
oh,
that
really?
You're independent then. You're saying you're independent, correct?
If you want to frame it that way, you can frame it that way. The way I would frame it is that I am a realist. You know, it's when people
I don't know because there's so much perception in people's reality. So I don't know what
that
you
is
mean.
True. So I'll explain it to you. For example, if you ask me what politician that I strongly agree with in several different ways, I would say Bernie Sanders. And even with
I'll
Bernie
pass.
Sanders, there's some
pass.
Things
shit.
That
I'll pass on Bernie.
Shit.
I'll pass.
Okay,
yeah,
go
I'll
ahead.
Pass
go
on
ahead,
socialism.
Bro.
You
go ahead.
Ahead,
bro. Go ahead.
So,
tell me why you think that.
Well, if you look at what he was talking about, right? He's talking about
what was he talking about?
Free education. Okay, being able to allow our kids who typically in the black community who suffer from poverty.
No, nah, he didn't say specifically in the black community.
No,
he did not say that.
No,
right.
No.
He said nothing specific about black people.
You
I can tell you that right now.
And not even listening. You
go ahead. I apologize.
And then
go ahead.
You interject. And don't even
go ahead.
It.
I apologize.
You know?
Go ahead.
So my thing is, I don't necessarily need someone to panhandle to me. Okay, when I say what do I need to vote for? Okay, at the end of the day, if you telling me that black kids who are impoverished can be able to go to school, go to college, get a degree, not even just get a degree, but even gain skills that's going to promote them in their community. I'm for that, okay? Well, you're talking about health care, where regardless who you are, but especially in the black community, since we have been denied health care and been subject to so many government, tests that they've ran on us, when you say that, hey, we're going to be able to get actual real health care.
It's not free. Somebody's paying for it.
Bernie Sanders did not say specifically for black people. He did not say
well,
that.
No,
he did not.
Exactly.
Like
all the rest
and,
of
and,
you
and the reality is,
he said he would not.
Politician is going to get elected into the highest office in the country by simply saying black people only. Period.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, see, let me say this. Oh, go ahead, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, huh?
Go ahead. I'm
go ahead.
Okay.
No, she was
well,
talking.
He did not say, Bernie Sanders did not say, I'm doing this to black people at all.
No, he did not.
He
no,
threw
he
it
not.
Up there, but he did not say black people. So when you heard
but he did not exclude
that,
us either.
You said, oh, it's for me.
Mm-hmm. Right. For, what he said was
but he
for
did
all.
Not specifically say black people. He,
what?
If he said everybody, you know what? It's a black agenda.
I'm going to tell you what
I,
him,
first of all,
Kamala.
Okay, so, who I care about, I want number one, I'm black first.
Always.
There you go.
So,
there you go. Somebody
there you go.
So good. On
people.
That note, though, this is a good tension moment. Because on that note, no, only the conversation was about supremacy. And it's not about black
mm-hmm.
supremacy. It's about doing what other communities do, put their community first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what
mm-hmm.
that's about. When you say supremacy, that's the real thing. We're meaning we're putting
mm-hmm.
black community first instead of always hit a bike and everybody else run ahead of us. That's no longer the case.
What I can agree there. What I am saying is, at the end
go
of
ahead.
The day, we have been denied opportunity. I believe as the black people, as black community, we are the superior race. I believe that we are the best. You look at anywhere you want to go. When black people get inside, we rise to the top very quickly.
I disagree
right?
with you. But, how's that?
Where
I
have
got,
we
I
not
got
to
proof.
The top?
I disagree
where
with
have
you.
We not
I disagree with
this
you. I got proof.
Absolutely fascinating. This whole conversation is so fascinating. That brother started talking about having an independent party and blah, blah. We can't even agree on the phone. You think we finna have a whole nother division where we gonna elect somebody? Everybody be fussing and arguing. Because when I talk
what?
About my feelings, the 6121 shot me down. Your opinion is your feeling. It's what you think. It's not
exactly.
It's not just what you think. So it's like as if nobody but I get everybody criticizing everybody. Well, where'd you get your information from? How do you know that? It's so much criticism. How's everybody going to come together and form anything? You can't
every,
even agree on
we don't even need a party.
Every,
we just need
every,
to commit to being political.
Everybody. Everybody.
I said 6120 didn't say to come to party. The other gentleman was talking about that. And my point was I didn't think there was enough of us to come together based on the majority to actually make that a reality. That was the point. And just listening to the conversation the past few minutes seemed to prove my point. Like everybody going criticizing like somebody can't have an opinion or a thought or a feeling based on their own experience and they walk in life. What I've been through, you might have been through, and our agendas may look very different from each other. But I'm still black and I'm just as black as you are. So it's like I don't get that.
My question is this here. What has black people went into and did not raise go to the top? You look at sports. Whatever sport we've went in, we're dominated. When you look at law. You look at Thurgood Marshall. You look at Thurgood Marshall.
Who owns it?
One of the who owns
basketball?
So white people own basketball.
And okay.
I think that was the
now
biggest
who
mistake.
Who owns the law?
Let me finish.
Who owns the law?
Are you going to let me finish?
Go ahead.
Before the NBA integrated, there was the ABA league where we had our own league, and what happened there was that we was not given the opportunity economically to be able to rise to the level that we wanted to.
Now you see why I want them to cut the check. Let us get our own shit.
No one here has said that we should not get reparations. No one here has not said that we should not be rewarded for the fruits of our labor and the labor of our ancestors. No one here has said that at all. No one here.
Yeah,
has
but
said
you're
that.
The.
I have another caller.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you have a question or comment? 1053.
I would just like to say that I've been listening to your audience and some of the comments they made, and actually all of you all are blowing smoke. None of them are reality. You're all sitting up here blowing smoke. I want to know how many of you, what have you done other than blow smoke? You criticize.
Mm-hmm. How old is this caller? Hold on. How old are you, caller?
You don't like her. You don't like Joe Biden. You don't like Bernie Sanders. Who do you like?
Black America. I can tell you that the Democrat Party is a ripoff, and wise men
right.
want no part of it.
Well,
wait a minute.
This
can
is
I ask you, caller? Wait a minute. Can I ask you, caller?
This guy has to have an emotional attachment to the Democrats.
It's all a rip-off. The whole game is a rip-off.
It's all a rip-off.
Can
but
I
you
ask,
don't give me your
ask the caller
how old
people
are
no,
rip-offs. But you rather go and vote for a Democrat. Most people avoid
rip-offs. And I'll just like to make a comment.
Most people avoid rip-offs, though.
Let me make a comment. I would like to compliment the guy that whoever it was that made the statement about Bernie. I agree with Bernie. Don't you know?
Ain't nobody pumping on no socialism slip.
Let him finish his comment.
He's an older gentleman. He has a right to make his comment. Come on, so he knows he's a grown man. Come on, man. You ain't going to have nothing but a bunch of.
Without him making his comment.
Yeah, because he's paying attention, man. Right? Listen, man, what is this?
Conversation.
Not,
You can have a conversation.
All right, man. I mean, I thought we was going to be 100, though.
Comment.
We ain't going to be 100.
You have to let him make his comment. That's the only way to be 100. Otherwise, you're just over talking.
If Bernie Sanders did nothing but, if he did nothing but fulfill the promise of all educated person being educated, whether they black or white, that would resolve a lot of your issues right there. That would resolve a lot of your issues. And
I got a question. I got a question for the call.
Come on, man. We got to screen the caller.
Wait a minute, bro. Real quick question, caller. I got two questions for you. How old are you, first of all?
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
How old are you? Because if you're
okay,
hold on.
Let me say this. Now, one thing I want to ask anyone that's on this call, where has the number one educated person in this world, not just America, but in this world, is black women. Who do you think makes the least amount of money in the career field?
Black women.
Look that up. Dang right. Education is not the answer.
You don't think knowledge is power?
You can find out anything you really want
to
know if you really want to look for it.
Do you want me to answer your question?
Yes, please.
Education.
Start with your age, man. Start with your age.
For opportunity.
Wait a minute.
Let him talk.
It does not open up the opportunity to make money because they own everything.
First of all, I hold a degree in education myself. I got a bachelor's degree in education. Number one.
What do you do?
So I'm not some ignorant nigga off the street talking. Okay.
Exactly.
And I have
what do you do in your education?
I have a real different opinion because I'm old and I do have wisdom. I'm older, a lot older than most of
But now listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you now. Now, how far did that education take you? You got your own school? Do you have the right to make sure that every one of our black babies, let me make a statement. Go ahead.
My money was not made in education. I made my money just salesman. I took my degrees off the wall. My money was made in sales. That's independent.
Mm-hmm.
Get your ass out and find yourself selling something that people pay you on a commission. That's how
you mean like a business like what I got?
The people
you mean like
paid in this country are salespeople.
Are the people who have their own business? Salespeople are the people who have their own business make money.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But you know what?
No, you told
you
me
Bernie is giving everything away for free.
That's why they want a job.
Bernie is giving everything away for free.
Nothing's free. First off,
Bernie, I'm just telling you, it's free.
Wait a minute. We only have about 2 minutes.
Less than two minutes.
Go ahead.
We only have less than 2 minutes here. So, first off.
Hey, this is a good conversation. I love this stuff. We need to come back to this.
We do this every Wednesday.
I know I'm here.
So first off, Bernie is not, nothing's free. Tell Bernie's listeners that, then tell his people that.
If you guys want a real education, I advise you to come to my Facebook page, In Black Blue.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.